John comes up. They couldn't kill him. So they put him on the Isle of Patmos. Kept him there for a while. That didn't kill him either. So, he goes, he's living in Ephesus. That's pretty strong leadership. Paul, Timothy, John, and Mary. You know how Luke recorded a lot of his work? He talked to Mary, and she told him, and he wrote it all down. Golly, I just thought they went to the store and bought a Bible. No. You ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls? I mean, those things. I read this past week. This is a big history lesson for you, I guess. But the Dead Sea Scrolls, do you know what I'm talking about? Have been declared probably the most significant finding of all time. Greater than the dinosaur bones. The Dead Sea Scrolls. Wow. Ephesians 6:14. Now, Paul's writing to those people in Ephesus. Ephesus is a great church. A lot of things going on there. And he's writing, and he's talking, and he's writing to Timothy and to the church. He says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Of all things for him to say, what are you going to gird yourself with? What's going to keep you hanging in there? What's going to keep you being strong? What's going to keep your feet firmly planted? What's going to cause you not to waver or to crawfish backwards? It's going to be the truth. I know the truth, and the truth made me free. If you know the truth about something, you're not afraid at all to tell the truth. But now if you're lying, you'd be like Don Knotts in that Western, the shakiest gun in the West. Oh, Indian thing was, at least on TV, the way they would tell if you're lying or not, they'd take a knife and they would heat it up and they stuck it to your tongue. You know, your mouth gets dry when you get nervous. So if it doesn't burn, your tongue is still moist. Tell them the truth. You must have missed that Western. Did you miss that Western? Hallelujah. So, I don't want to do it that way, do y'all? I just want to tell the truth, right? Well, God wants to tell you the truth as well. He is truth. He's truth yesterday, He's truth today, He's truth tomorrow. And He has some things to say about today about tomorrow. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. This is the armor of God. We've studied this numerous times. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take it. Take the helmet of salvation. Take it. Everybody say, I'm taking it. Everybody say it like this now. I have it. I have the salvation. And the sword of the Spirit. I have the word of God. I have truth. I have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18, please. Praying always. This is where we want to get to. Praying always with all prayer. Is he just writing stuff down that makes for good theory or good literature? Or is this just an essay he's writing? This, you know, he's just being really super spiritual here. This really doesn't matter. Is that true? He's writing truth, y'all. The Bible is truth. He's writing truth. And we're getting truth as we read the Word of God. Truth is coming to us. And part of the truth is he's telling the church. Everybody say, that includes us. Praying always. Everybody say, always. Always. Always praying. Are we always praying? Yeah, some. Some pray Sunday mornings. Some pray every day. But our goal is always. Praying always with all prayer, all kinds of, there's different kinds of prayer. We don't have time to get into different types of prayer today. But prayer, praying with all prayer and supplication, petitions, or request, you can actually ask the request. I had a lady tell me one time, oh, I wouldn't dare pray a selfish prayer. I can't pray that prayer because I can't ask God to do something for me. That'd be selfish. Well, she got a hold of some sideways doctrine somewhere. Because that's not what Jesus said. He said, ask the Father whatever you want to. Mark 11:24. What sort of things you desire, pray. And you shall receive them if you believe. Amen. So that kicked that little sacred cow out of the way. And we've learned that I can pray. I can pray for myself. I can pray for my family. I can pray for my loved ones. I can pray for my country. Oh, that's selfish. We don't need to pray for the United States. That's foolish. And basically he's saying right here, you've got to pray. Is that all we can do? What more do we want? If God be for you, who can be against you? And he's given us a commandment here to pray. He has commanded us to pray all through the Bible. Amen. Praying always with all prayer, all kinds of prayers, and all kinds of requests in the Spirit. So we need to be in the Spirit when we're praying. Now, I believe you can pray in English in the Spirit and be in the Spirit at the same time. But I also believe you can pray in the Holy Ghost with tongues. You're definitely in the Spirit there. And it says here, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Watching. Are we really watching what's going on in the world? Are we watching what's happening in the churches? Are we listening to what's being said in churches? Are we really secure? Do we really know what we're doing in church? Are we just here because, you know, it's good to go to church? Well, it is always good to go to church. But we need to know something. Put your neighbor and say, you need to know something. We used to say it like this, ignorance is a terrible thing. And Hosea backed me up. Yeah. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Truth. Truth. Praying always with all prayer. Paul is writing to pray, say, y'all pray for all saints. Pray for me. Let's read 19. There we go. And then he ends it like this. And for me. Paul, the Apostle Paul, pray for me. Shouldn't we pray for one another? And he's saying, writing a letter, pray for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a commandment to do, and it's to preach the gospel to the world. Amen? And we're going to do it, right? But the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is the power of God unto salvation, according to Romans chapter 1. What's the power of God unto salvation? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power. So the gospel is the power of God. We speak the power of God. We preach the word of God. We beat on the pulpit. We preach the word of God. We preach the word of God. We teach the word of God. We hear the word of God. And when the word of God is delivered and you hear it, it causes faith to come. You can't listen to a Johnny Cash record and get faith to come. Johnny Cash, where'd he come from? Who is Johnny Cash? Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. We can't listen to people who don't know what they're talking about and cause faith to come. If it's not truth, it's not going to be a faith. It's going to be a question mark in your spirit somewhere. Well, I was told this. Well, I'm sorry, we just need to look at the Bible about it. Nobody's condemning anybody, but we need to. I want to know for me and my family, right? We're going to serve the Lord. There's no other one, no other name, no other being, no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. We are called to prayer. This is an illustration, an example that Paul is writing to Ephesus, who is the cornerstone, the big church of all the area. And they're going through some stuff. Everybody say they're going through some stuff. Paul had to leave town because it got so hot. He was in danger. So he had to leave town. But he's writing back. And he's telling Timothy, Timothy, pray. Church, pray. And we're in the same hour and the same time. As I was praying this morning, the Lord showed me points of light going into dark places around the earth. It's just dark everywhere. But there would be a spark of light that would go and land in China or wherever else. And he said, those are the prayers of the saints. Church, he said, tell the church, not just this congregation, but any congregation I stand before, that your prayers will bring light in the darkness. We can't all go to Mongolia, but we have someone there. He's brought some light there, more than Andrew. We have light in Nepal when Matthew and Liberty get back over there. I mean, they're physically there. They're bringing the light. But we can pray for these countries. We can pray. He said, pray for all saints and pray for me. You would think Paul was so high and so strong in God. He's been to heaven three times that he wouldn't need prayer. He said, pray for me. Amen? Pray for me. Church, it is a call to arms for you and for me, for us to pray always. We've got to get on board and go to war for God through the channel, the ways of prayer. And we do it, but not enough. I'm telling you, there's a darker hour coming, and be ready. You're going to be fine if we stay in the truth. But don't listen to somebody that's not teaching you the truth. Because it may sound good for a day or two, but you keep falling and you're going to wind up way over there somewhere. It's going to be hard to get back. But we're not babes. We know the truth. We're mature Christians. And if you're not, we're studying to be. Studying to show ourselves approved, right? That God can call on you and say, hey, call on Emma. Emma, will you stand up and pray? Yes, sir. Boom, that went an hour. That went a light over to Canada. And as we pray, light's going. That's our warfare. Paul said to pray. He didn't say send money. Now, he wouldn't turn it down. I mean, he's spreading the gospel. He didn't say do that. He said pray. In the middle of the darkest hour, pray. Everybody say pray. 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 You are a prayer warrior. Well, I've been called to be an intercessor. Let me tell you something. That's about as high as you get. But we're all called to pray. Right? You have a call on anointing to intercede. Well, you're in a place where God has put you there to reveal things to you so that you can pray that prayer. But the whole body of Christ is... We should be filled with the Holy Spirit. He leads us to pray for certain people, certain places, certain times. I've been praying in the Holy Spirit before and know that as later God said, you just pray for somebody in Japan. I'll meet that person someday. Y'all have done the same thing. You might not have realized it, but you've prayed. Listen, your prayer goes around the world. I said, Jackie, your prayer goes around the world. I wish I could do something with those folks over in Morocco that had that earthquake. I wish I could pray. Well, what good would that do? It causes God to be there. And light will come in the darkness. I said light will come in the darkness. You and I have been called to do these things, and we're about to do them. We're not called, asked to pray. We're called, chosen, and commanded to pray. We're going to stop right there. And we're going to get out of the business. There's an anointing here today to confirm your place and your calling. in the things of God. You may not know what to do. You may not know how to do it. You may not know what my particular thing here or there. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll come down here this morning, we're going to lay hands on you, and God's going to give you a confirming word that will establish you in your place of prayer in the name of Jesus. So if you put a little music on there, Andy, please, sir. Put a little music on there, Andy. We'll get it going in a minute. Let's all stand, please. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. It's coming down to it, people. People we know and love, are their very futures at stake. Hallelujah. Jay, would you right here? Jerry, would y'all right over there? David, if you're right here. And I'll scatter out here somewhere. But God is going to give you a confirming word. And if you have a word for somebody, do it. Do it. Don't leave here without hearing something. Don't leave here without feeling something. Don't leave here without knowing something in your faith. That today, I am suiting up. I'm going to go all the way with God. I am going to pray. And we're going to cause great victory to come wherever God sends my prayers. Amen? Glory to God. Paul was saying, hey, I had a dream, guys. A guy way over in Macedonia said, come over here and help us. Well, we can't always go to Macedonia. I don't know where Macedonia is. Well, I do too. Down around Houston. But we can pray for Macedonia. We can pray for these people. The United States, just pray. But God's got great things. Anybody on here won't need prayer? God's got a word for you. I mean, God's got a word. It may be about prayer. It may be about something else. But I'll tell you what, the anointing here today for this, and you better take advantage of it. You better take advantage of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, you want to start in? I'll just start about right in here. And Ann, you want to start? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory be to God forever and forever. Glory to show bola don't corner that down by cave. You show to let that down. For thou shalt surely see great things happen in your life. At home and far away. Your prayers will make a difference and make the way for people to see and to know and to learn of Jesus. This is your moment. This is your time. And remember this date, September the 10th, 2023. You are established in God's army of prayer in Jesus' name. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Water that will bring life. Water will bring light. Water will bring truth. And this water will go into all sections and all parts of the world. Local. Far away. I have ordained you this day, saith the Lord. September the 10th, 2023. I have set you apart for a time like this to pray. Don't worry. Don't try to figure anything out. You just pray. Because I'm hearing every word you say. And it will be done, saith the Lord. Light is coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, an anointing to pray, an anointing, Lord God, to understand, an anointing, Lord God, to impart truth and to know truth, an anointing, Lord God, to be a watchman, a watch person for the coming of the Lord in Jesus. My God, hallelujah. September the 10th, 2023 is the day of your destiny. For I have ordained you for such a time as this. Your prayers have meant much, but they'll mean more as your days continue. The Lord Jesus says, look for me.
I will be there. Speak for me, they will hear. Think for me, and they will understand. Be bold and very courageous. You shall see signs in the heavens, and they will show of the coming season. Whatever you lay your hands to shall prosper. That's what the Word of God says. Whatever you lay your hands to shall prosper. Whatever you lay your hands to shall prosper. And all your prospering, you need to spread the gospel. You need to pray for those around you. You need to spread the good news. You need to allow love to open your mind and your heart and your spirit to speak and declare peace on earth, goodwill toward men around this world. Wherever the Lord leads you to pray, you pray. He will show you what to do, how to do it, specific areas, certain things to do, certain things to say. Because there are certain groups. I see a group right now. They're called the Tlingits. They're in the state of Washington in Alaska. And they are very old people, but they need the gospel. So that's part of your assignment, to pray for them, Native Americans. Yes. Oh, God, just let it go. Let it go. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. This is your day of declaration. This is your day of joining. This is your day of understanding. I have purpose. God has called me. He loves me. He's given me a purpose. He's given me a hope. He's given me a desire to do great things for Him. We're expecting great things. And if you expect great things, you'll get great things. What has been birthed out of your womb will cause great things to happen on planet Earth. Wow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. 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 Yes. Yes. And the Lord says, when you pray, don't think you've prayed wrong. You've hit the bullseye every time as you listen to me. Glory to God. He says, I love you. And I'm putting you in a safe place. In Jesus' name. September the 10th, 2023. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, as pastor of this church, Ann, come up here with me, Ann. Come with me. As pastors of this church, we stand in agreement that we're going to lead y'all into truth as a good shepherd. Jesus is all our shepherd. And He will lead us into certain places on our journey. Fields of green pasture. Calm, smooth waters to drink. Cool. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, at times we will fear no evil because we go through it. And then even in the presence of our enemies, You will prepare for us a meal. And all the way in our journey, You anoint our head with oil, our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And this is where the Lord is always taking all of us. If He's your shepherd today, this is your destination. You start out in the green pastures, and then as you walk with Him, the last verse in the 23rd Psalm says, surely you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What Jesus is doing is taking our hand at the beginning, walking us all the way through our lives, and taking us home. Taking us home. So that's what we desire to do today, is that we all work together. Love God, love each other, have a good time, enjoy God because He's got this. But Lord, we're not ignorant of what's happening. And Lord God, we will stand in truth. We will do what you've asked us to do. We will pray. And we will send light into dark places. And Lord God, the light will remove the darkness. And great things will happen. Lord, we pray for ministries, people, leaders in the body of Christ. Lord, send the Spirit of truth to them now in Jesus' name. Most probably will know the Spirit of truth. Lord, just confirm it within them. And Lord, if they're in error, you'll confirm that as well. Lord God, redeem them in Jesus' name. And help us all to do and be what you want us to do and to be. Thank you for this, Lord. Amen. Okay, for those of you that we prayed for, you can receive this at your seat today. You know you're called. You know you have a purpose. Well, I just go to church, you know, I'll have a better week. You ever said that? It works, but it's not very spiritual. I can watch Tom and Jerry and have a better day. It's not very spiritual. Coming to church is an activity. It's a homecoming. It's a gathering into the presence of God and each other. It's important. Some of you in here love to hug. I'm one of you. I love to hug people. Some of y'all like to get out as fast as the door opens. And I'm going to rebuke you. For your own sake, you need to be hugged. You need, who knows, you walk up to somebody in this bunch, they may have a word for you that shakes your world. But if you hit the door running, I'll see you next Sunday. Let's be what Jesus is. He has time for everybody. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Dodge will be open 24 hours for me. I can get my chicken any time of the day or the night. Amen. They never close. And I'm so thankful. But did we catch anything today? It's dark out there, y'all. And the church is in darkness in places. But we're going to pray for light to come. Restore, forgive, and to heal. We're not on a mission to point somebody out there in error. Because you know, every time you point your finger, you got three of them looking back at you. You ever noticed that? Some of y'all are not listening. I'm going to keep saying it till you get it. You know, if you point your finger, you got three looking back at you. Well, three's more than one. So what do we do? Don't point your finger. And keep your mouth shut. Pray one for another. Amen. Speak truth. Walk in truth. And you'll walk in freedom. There's just so much in this. Father, dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit and the knowledge of your word. Father, it is my desire and all of our desire to fulfill the prophecies and the purpose and the plan you have for us here at Faith Outreach. And that's to be a strong tower, to be a beacon of light. And Father God, that it'll never go out. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Tell.